Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Nanoa Struk has made history. They are the second person in Holland to get a gender-neutral ID card and passport. Instead of M or F, it says X. Nanoa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you had to go to court to get this done. What kind of argument did you have to make to the court?
Yeah. So I had to go to court. It was not easy, like changing an F to an M. I had to tell them, or I had to prove to them, that my gender identity didn't match my birth sex. In a way, I had to prove that to them to have it changed to an X.
And how did you prove it to them?
Yeah, so that's a complicated question because I don't really know what made the decision for them to okay it. I think the best proof that I gave them is the diagnosis that I do experience gender dysphoria. So that means that I feel that my gender identity doesn't match my birth sex.
Right. Okay. But you're non-binary. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. And for people who are maybe unfamiliar with that, what does that mean in a practical sense?
Yeah. So non-binary is actually an umbrella term, so you could use it for multiple gender identities. But in the bigger sentence, it just means you do not identify with being male or female. So you're outside of those boxes.
Right. Okay. So would it be in your case? Was that you were allocated a female gender when you were born, but you don't feel like you identify with either?
Exactly, yes.
Right, okay. And when you were making that case in court, was it did you have to bring in doctors? Was there a medical case you had to make, or was it more to do with your feeling?
It has more to do with my feeling and my mental state. The diagnosis had to come from a psychologist, so I had to go to a gender clinic in Amsterdam to get this diagnosis on paper to show the court.
Right. Okay. And have you always felt that way, or did the realization come upon you gradually?
Well, I've always felt different. I've always known that I didn't really feel like the girls in my class. So when I was young, I just experienced not feeling or not fitting in. I didn't have words for it. So I had to find out on the internet. I literally had to search for my feelings and find out on the internet that there was more than men or female. So there was something called non-binary or gender non-conforming. And I think that fits me better. So I found out like a couple of years ago, like 5 years ago.
Right. Okay. So was going through puberty difficult for you?
Yeah, definitely. Because of course, your body is changing in the more female direction. And if you don't feel comfortable in this, it's very difficult to be dealing with it because you cannot stop it whenever you want.
Mm. And as a result of going through puberty, did you have any surgery or take any measures along those lines?
Yeah. I'm talking about non-binary for me, like being non-binary as myself, because not everybody goes through the same things as I did. But I had a mastectomy, which means I had my breast removed surgically.
So the X that you have now, would you have preferred X, or would you have preferred just nothing there?
Absolutely nothing there, because I feel like marking your gender on your identity card is just not necessary. I think it's very unnecessary for people to know what's between your legs. I think it's just some part of privacy that we are getting back now from our government.
And as I understand it, there are plans where they are going to get rid of any sort of gender description at all.
Yes, that's true. In about 5 years, they are planning on removing gender from your ID card.
And so the X, which you have for the time being, is that just on your ID card, or is it also on your passport?
It's on both, because here in Holland, it's in the same system. So if you change your ID card, your passport is automatically changed as well.
And for you, on a day-to-day basis, does it make a difference to your life?
Well, right now, it doesn't really, because of the COVID situation and the fact that I'm not traveling or actually seeing a lot of people. So it's not like I'm showing it to someone at the club to identify my age or anything. It's just, for now, it's just for just, the feeling of not being, not having to show an F or an M on your ID card when the time's there.
Okay, so at the moment it's the symbolism of it that's important
absolutely.
To you.
Yeah.
In the future, though, when you know, when hopefully if COVID goes away and we can travel again, when you arrive then in a foreign country and you give them your passport and they go, "What does X mean?" Do you face the danger of having to explain and explain and explain every time you go anywhere what that means?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't know how other countries are, if they are even familiar with this X, and if they are not, I am also willing to explain the situation, at least as I'm getting into the country. So I just hope that that I just need to explain it, but that I can still get into a country.
Of course, it could depend on the country. Might there be some countries you might want to avoid having to make that explanation?
Yeah, for sure.
So why did you do this now? You could have just waited for another 4 or 5 years and they would have got rid of it altogether.
Yeah, because I didn't know. Because last year, there was a law request for this to change. And then they said, no, it's not a priority. We will not think about it for years. So I was just like, okay, then I will take care of it myself. And I took care of it like 6 months ago. And now they are saying they are removing it. So it's just, I just didn't know.
Nonetheless, yeah. I suppose for non-binary people, for trans people in Holland, is this being seen as something of a victory?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And also for cisgender people, because there are still a lot of people who think it's private to register your sex. So I think it's for a lot of people, it's a positive thing.
Right. Nanawa, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Congratulations to you on your court case. That's Noana Struk there speaking to us from Holland. We're going to take a break. After that, would you flight shame someone?
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.